Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, and she should be a special host for Mirna Shiyuchio. Nishmas, Mirna says, Dom Lazarab Shmuel. And Lili Nishmas, we have David Yitzchok and Akiva Yehuda. Ve Lili Nishmas, Mordechai Tzvi, Rav Menachem. Lili Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu Moshe. And Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, and the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin tells us Memtes Haugavra Dezavin Nichse Adaita LeMesak LaAradis LeEretz Yisrael. There was a certain person who sold his nechasim with the intention of going up to Israel, and when he sold it, he didn't say anything. He didn't make it clear that that was his intention. So, Amar Rava, have dvarim shebelev, v'dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. These are matters pertaining to his heart, to his personal intentions, which he did not make clear. Dvarim shebelev, v'dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Matters of the heart are not considered significant, and therefore, if he didn't say anything about him wanting to move to Israel, and he just sold the land, that's it, it's sold. And he can't say, oh, I wasn't able to make it to Israel, so I get the land back. No, once he sold it since he didn't make his intentions clear. It's Dvorim Shebelev, Dvorim Shebelev, Einam Dvorim. So says Moreno Rabbeinu Aram Nosen Zatzal, that bit Dvorim Shebelev, Einam Dvorim is the reason. Is it the point that we don't believe him? That that's what he was thinking? Or because Dvarim Shebelev don't have the power to be Mevatel Maisa, because the Machshava can be Mevatel Maisa. So what's Pshat in Dvarim Shebelev? Einam Dvarim. V'yesh L'Oyer, Midivrei HaMe'iri B'Psochim, who writes that the Bittul of Chometz B'Liboy יש מארים, אני מצטט עכשיו את לשונו של המאירי, יש מארים, all of מצד דבורים שבלב, ומפורשים בו שיוצי בספוסוף, ולא אמרו בליבו אלא ללמד שאינו צורך להשמיע לו אוזנוף, ואין צורך לפירוש זה, שכל שבין אודם למוקו עם רחמון הליבה בוי. כן זה כוסף מירי, כאן שלום ודבורים שלב אין דבורים, אלא במוקום שיש בו איתנים אחרים, אבל שבו בתלחום את דבורים שבלב דבורים. So the Miri writes, that bitul chametz belev, some say no, it's no good, it's dvarim shebelev, and therefore he has to verbalize it. However, it's not true, because min adam lamakom, it's allowed to be belev, only ben adam lachaveri have to verbalize it. Ben lamakom, God knows what's in your hearts. So lechoyra, these two dais, if Dvarim Shebelev are effective when it comes to Shavu and Chametz, which are between you and God, are talui in the, he writes about Shavu, Bittul Chametz, Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim. They're the Dvarim Shebelev, are Dvarim. So this question of whether Shavu and Chametz are Dvarim Shebelev, you can say they're Dvarim Shebelev and Einam Dvarim, or you say no, Benan Lamakum Dvarim Shelev or Dvarim, like the Meiri wants to assert. So it's Tali in Archakira. If Pshat and Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is because of a lack of Ne'amanos, that's only when you make Avitaina to others. Like the Sugya of somebody wanting to go up to Eretz Yisrael and selling his land, and it didn't work out, and he wants his land back, but sorry. Who says that's who you were really thinking? Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Because we don't believe you. But if it's not la'acherim, God knows what's in your heart. Therefore, bittul chametz you'd be allowed to make in your heart, because Hashem knows what's in your heart. When it comes to dealing with other people, you have to verbalize it, because we don't know what's in your heart. But if we say that the reason of Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim is because it doesn't have the power, doesn't have the authority, so then it doesn't matter if you're dealing between man and man or man and God. It doesn't matter that Dvarim Shebelei don't have koach. So according to that, even Benan Lamakom Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. But if you hold it's a lack of Nammanus, then we're only count Benan Lachaver, we only say Benan Lachaver Dvarim Shebelei Veinam Dvarim. Another nafkamina would be what the Chelkas Mechoikek writes in Evan Ezer and Simon Membei Sifkot and Dalit. The Dvorim Shebelei Veinam Dvorim, Vafi Meshlo Migu La Ames Dvorov. Even if he has a Migu to verify his words, still we say Dvorim Shebelei Veinam Dvorim. Demabakach Sheshlo Migu. Who cares that he has a Migu? Atu anon ein ma'aminim loy, el atam de dvorim shebelev, einam dvorim, v'af shanu yoydim kavanosam, afilu achil choyshim ledivreim. Dvorim shebefe, v'loy le dvorim shebelev. So the Chelkas Mechoikek is very clear. It's not pshat that we don't believe him. We believe him. So even if he is a migu, if this was belayv, it's not going to help him. Because it doesn't help us that it was belayv. Because the reason dvarim shebelev einam dvarim is because he has to verbalize it. It's not powerful enough. Some things must be verbalized. So even if we believe him that it's in his heart, what does it help us that we believe him because he's a migu? He didn't verbalize it. So he says it's not a lack of ne'amanus that helped us, Mechakik, since we do believe him. However, the Chacham Tzvi writes on this Chalkas Mechoikek that the Vada Ili Adina Beber Relishim Safik Shinis Kavan Ladov Nisuyim Reza Nemna. We know that they have a Kavana for a certain thing. They are Nemna. So we see that the Lamaisa, they're arguing this Nakuda. Is it a Chisar Nemanus? That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. So if they are Nemna, if we have reason to believe them, we believe them. They have a Migu. If that's what is in their hearts, they're believed. But the Chalkas Mechoikek says no. Dvarim Shebelein and Dvarim Shem Shem Bo Mamish, it's not substantial enough to accept Dvarim Shebelein and Dvarim. Therefore, even if he has a Raya and his Namanus, like he has a Migu, it's not going to be effective. Why? Because Dvarim Shebelein and Dvarim. Ein Bo Mamoshus. Maybe this would be the argument when it comes to Kriya Shema and feel it, we say here Kedibur Dami. Ayin Biur Halacha Simin Samach Bei Sif Dalid. If you hold here Laf Kedibur Dami, it's because here it doesn't have Mamashus. It's not substantial enough. So you're not Yotzei Tefil and Kriya Shema Behir. The one who holds here Kedibur Dami for Kriya Shema and Tefila, it's because he holds Dvarim Shebelev. It's only because of Einan Dvarim, because of Chisar Nemanus. Here by Kriya Shema and Tefila, no Chisar Nemanus. And if we'd be allowed to daven and say Shema in your heart. We continue on in the Darkei Moshe in Choshen Mishpot in Simon Reish Zayin. Vestalit, he writes, Masasi Kosuv Bagois Alfasi Perak Almon and Nizainis B'Shem Riaz. Adam rin and dvorim shebelev einam dvorim dafka b'mecher. Avo b'matone yamdin and daite de lohochi loy nosan matnos lo nosan matnosu b'teil. That the dvorim shebelev einam dvorim is only a din by mecher, by a sale. But by a gift, if we assess his das, that he didn't give his gift with this in mind, we do take into account his dvorim shebelev. The mail of the matan is bottle. The matan is nullified if we knew that, given the circumstances, he would not have given this gift. If we know that it was in his heart. Now the Ri'oz, he quotes the Ri'oz. The Ri'oz in the Hagos Alfasi, quoted by the Darkei Moshe, it's called the Shulte Giborim Sviv Harif. Is Rabbeinu Yeshaya Acharon, a like it says in the Sefer Shem Gedolim in Mareches Yud. The Shilta Gibarim there brings a raya from Shchiv Meiro, that even though he gave his Nechasim b'matana stam, since we understand, we recognize that he's only giving it al das, that he's going to die, take my car. You only want to give him your car if you're going to, he only wants to give him his car if he's going to die. So Memela, Im Omad Micholio, if he got better, so then he can retract the gift. Even though it's Dvarim Shebelev. But by Matana, he says, look, if he gives a Shechivra, gives a gift, he gets better, then you give him back, because you know that that wasn't his intention. Chayotze b'ze kosav b'sefer ol zeruah b'baba basra b'simon kufpei b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rav Mordechai shegabay matana mas dvarim shebelev hein dvarim v'hecha degoli adaita delo yoiv medaita lohavi matana kon gabay matana tumilta kon gabay hekdei shemrinan yesh she'ela hor de b'chinam yoiv igli daita delo nichalei afilu im omar b'ferush leikoni aber gabay mecher v'kidushin einam dvarim. He also writes that Gabe Matana, Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim. And if he tells us that he didn't really mean it under the present circumstances, it's not a Matana. He gives the example of Matana Tumilta, which means that the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone, if a Shchivra gives a gift, it has to be public. But if he says, hide and write it, write up this gift, then it's not a good gift. So that shows, he doesn't say explicitly it's not a good gift, but it's Dvarim Shebelev that he doesn't really want it. It's Dvarim Shebelev that he doesn't want it to be a gift. So it has to be public. If it's not public, then it's batel. This is based on the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, and the Mem on the Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Haima Tanta Tamir Taloi Magbinan Lei. So the Yad Rama writes, "Tikel remember the lav leknuy lekamachavin leknuniu lekamachavin." He doesn't really want to be magnet. He wants to do this. Lord kaven b'rtzinut latet et matana. He just wants to make some sort of a scheme with the makabel. After he gives this hidden gift of the car, he's going to sell it to somebody else, and the innocent buyer is going to pay for it. Without knowing that it was already given away to someone else. In other words, he already sold it to Reuven, and then Shimon is going to go and pay for it. And he's selling flan to Shimon, doesn't even belong to him. And then what's going to happen? The Mekabel HaMatana, in other words, Reuven, it's going to go and take it away from Shimon. And then him and the guy who gave the gift are going to split it up. So that's, he doesn't really intend to sell it if he sold it privately. It's a knunya. So that's why he gave it secretly to one guy. And then he's going to sell it to another guy. So we said such a gift is not a good gift. Because he doesn't really intend to give it to him. He just wants to make a knunya. He wants to play this game. So this is a Dvarim Shebaleib. So this is a big sugya on Bava Basra, maybe. We'll see it a different time. But the point is that a matana, we say that dvarim shebelev are dvarim. And the matana tamir that he gave is batel, and the buyer, the second buyer, really bought the item. It really belongs to the second guy. He didn't really intend to give it to the first guy. He just says, "May he's, is this a scam? Not a scheme, a scam." So therefore, we say that by matana dvarim shebelev, right? Dvarim. Dvarim shebelev count. Gabe hekdesh dvarim shebelev count. Nakabe Mecher and Kedushin. Nakabe Mecher and Kedushin, Dvarim Shebelev, don't count. Einam Dvarim. Lav Kol Kemine, Loimar Shelo, Loyavidaiti. He's not believed to say that wasn't what I intended. By Mecher and Kedushin. The explanation is that by Matan and Hekdesh, Ein lo shum hitchayvut lagabe ha-mekablim. When it comes to Matan and Hekdesh, he's got no schaivus to the one receiving it. He's giving him a free gift. And there we say, Dvarim Shelever Dvarim. And the Makabel can't say, no, I don't believe you about your Machsheves Halev. Or you don't have the right to be Mevatel my Kinyan Alde Dvarim Shebelev. Because then Noisin could say, what is schaivus do I have to you? I don't owe you anything, dude. So when it comes to a Matana, he could say, I don't owe you anything. So matan is dvarim shebelev or dvarim, and the kaina can, the makabel can have tainas on him. When it comes to hekdesh, dvarim shebelev or dvarim, because the makabel hekdesh can have a taina on the person, so he can be shel on the hekdesh. But by memkar, ksha moicher makabel mamon min hakaina. When it comes to mecher, comes to a sale, he can't say, what do I owe you? You owe him a lot, he gave you money. So you can't say dvarim shebelev. So matana and hekdesh, the whole kinyan is done by one sad, the noisim. And the other guy can't have tainus on him. So he can make dvarim shebelev. It's all his, all on him. It's all on his side. But by memkar, they're two tzadim. The other side gave money, so you can't say dvarim shebelev. Can't be mevatel the kinyan kafir etzona. Matana, it's all me giving. I can be mevatel the kinyan. Any type of matana, only matana tamirta. He can be mevatel the kinyan. Because he can say, this is what I thought. I don't owe you anything. And sorry, see you later. When it comes to a mechira, there he was receiving money. There, there's shnei tzadim. There he can't say go jump in a lake because the other guy gave him money. So Itako is the other guy. He can't say, oh, this is what I was thinking. Thinking shminking. before we spoke about the Shaila, is Dvarim Shebelev Mishum Shein Ma'amim Lo, or Mishum Shein Dvarav Mamoshus? Is it because we don't believe him, or it's because Dvarim Shebelev don't have enough substance? So the Chasam Sofer writes in Chesh and Mishpat and Kuf Beis, Shafila Yavo Elio, V'gam Hu Atzmo, Modesh and Itkaven Letnai, Mikol Moko Im Kevin the Leko Umdina de Muchoch, Habe Le Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim. Since even if Eliyahu comes, and he himself says that this person was miskaving the Tanai, nevertheless, since there's no umdana de muchach, it's varim shebelein and varim, ba'azen nivne kol din mechiras chometz shalem, the name of the guy doesn't have kavanah to be kind, it's varim shebelein and varim. Ve'umda she'ena mefuresh is ba'shas ein lan. We have no umdanas that aren't mefuresh in the shas. Ayin Rambam, perchov dalad misanhedron alocha beis. It's referring to the Rambam, right, sheyesh l'dayin lodim dinei momnas al tri dvarim shenayit dayit enayit al shen emes. Even if you don't have a raya b'rura, the judge can still go with the umdina. Choza me'ikar ha'din, ava misherabu batei dinim, she'enan chachamim karoi u'bali bina, eskimu shelo yodun ha'dayin b'smichus dayitai, kadei shelo yoyim al kol hediot libi imamim l'davit zev dayitai s'mom chosal zeh. So the Rambam says that Meikar Adin, you can go based without a Raya Brura based on what you think. But there are a lot of Batei Dinam that aren't filled with Chachamim. So Lo Yadun Hadayin B'smichus Daito. He shouldn't just rely on his inclinations and his intuition. Because then every Hedgeot, every Tom, Dick, and Harry will did not rely on his intuition. So therefore he should only judge based on Rayas. You have to have clear proofs and not just intuitions. You can't say this in Umdina Demuchach unless we see so in the Gemara. In Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. You can't say, oh, this in Umdina Demuchach unless you see in the Gemara, this in Umdina Demuchach. So when the guy is buying the chametz, I don't know, guy is buying a whole factory of chametz, the guy really wants the whole factory. That's what he wants. Guy wants all my chametz, the guy, he bought chametz from 50,000 people, he wants all that chametz, what's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with my half a package of pasta? But it doesn't matter. Dvarim shebelev v'einam dvarim. And the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer and Yerideya, so again, even if we believe him, it doesn't matter. It's not strong enough, Dvarim shebelev. So in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, it could be that we don't believe him. Maybe we don't believe him. And only when the Gemara says it's in Umdana Demuchach. But he writes, Dafilu imagoy eno mechavin liknos. Even if he's not mechavin, it doesn't matter. What does it mean, eno mechavin? He really doesn't have kavana to be kind. It doesn't matter. Because Varm Shibla don't have enough substance. In the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yerideya Shin Yud, he brings the pickbook of the Machtzis HaShekel on Mechiras Chometz Toidna, Shein Das HaGoy Liknois Klal. Chasam Sofer writes that since the Goy was Koine B'chol Darchei HaKniya B'Kesef U'Meshicha, and he did everything he was supposed to, he just says that he didn't have das liknos, b'chai gavna dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So the truth is, in Chosh and Mishpat, in Reish Zayin, Sif Dalid, he says that if it's an undana demuchach mizbatel amekach, but then we have the Chasam Sofer in Kuf Beis that we quoted before, that if it's not written in the Gemara, then it doesn't matter. And therefore, our Mechira Schometz is a good Mechira, because Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, because it's not in the Gemara that it's in the Muchach that he doesn't have Kavanah to be kind. There was a lot more to talk about umdanas, my sweet friends. A lot more to talk about. A lot more to talk about dvarim shebelev, dvarim amenam dvarim. And please God, in a future shiur, we will revisit this bli neder, because there is just so much to say. So I ask that you please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.